Blog Talk Radio.
This is Ms. Sugar with Faith-Based Purpose. We have Reverend Williams on the line with us today.
Amen. Good evening.
So how are you, Reverend Williams?
Doing great. I was kind of worried about you this afternoon. But I'm glad to see that you're doing all right. Thank God.
Okay. We have Evangelist Williams will be calling in here shortly. I think she's en route to somewhere, so she's going to be a little bit late calling in.
Oh, okay. All righty.
All right. We have several topics today, and we're going to discuss the first one last. We're going to discuss faith-based healing last. And we're going to talk now more about child-parent relationships.
Okay.
In accordance with the Bible, and also we also have to look at today's law concerning child discipline, parent discipline, and things like that. So, because now is not always according to, or that's what we're going to discuss, whether it's according to scripture or whether it's according to the law. When does a parent's responsibility end will be one thing we'll discuss. Do the adult children owe their parents anything after caring for them for so many, you know, for the 18 years? Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's not. Should we raise our children according to the legal system or according to the Bible? And also, when it comes to disciplining a child, how do we get around the law, the state law, the system, and do it according to the Bible, or do we discipline according to the Bible? So some of the things we're going to be discussing today.
Okay.
All right, and you can start it if you would like.
Okay, what's the first one we have about? Which is the first one we got you want to talk about?
Just either one of them. It doesn't matter. Just pick one and run with it.
Well, let's first off look at children. Let's just look at the parents first. I was starting off with the children, and I have many verses on this, and I know we can't go through a whole level. But the one thing is that God set a rule, he set a revelation, and the actions that we do with our children is the ways of God. And I hear a lot of people say, I'm not God, and if you are a child of God, you're supposed to be walking in Christ-like, God-like image in a God-like manner. And we need to stop and think, do God just let us do anything and just get away scot-free? And so here, the one thing about it, does God take care of us? Does he look after us? You know, and I hear children telling their parents they owe me. And some of them act like that the parents owe them. But the one thing about it is that the parent is the one, is that a parent, it's up to how they are going to handle or deal with the situation. You know, you got a big old grown son or child. You know, the Bible says a man that don't work, don't eat. So a big old grown child that wants to sit around the house and want his parent to take care of him, that's a no-no.
Okay, so we're discussing when does the parent responsibility end now, right?
Well, the responsibility of a parent, really, it depends on how you look at it. We look at responsibility.
No, I said, is that the topic that we're discussing at this point?
Okay, well, yeah, we can go into that. We can go into
that.
When I look at one of the things of when we go into the some of the Bible verses, we look at most children and children of parents look at that their parents are supposed to take care of them continuously. And what are we talking about? Financially, right? That's mostly what it is. But the Bible really doesn't construct that. It's that even when a child gets married, it says a son leaves, a man leaves his father and mother, and he cleaves to his wife. That means that he's supposed to be a man. And then there comes a time when children are supposed to stand up and become men. You know, all during today's and times, you have adults staying home with their children, and they never growed up. But here, some of the verses is that parents' job is to always have a love and care for their child. A child never, I don't care what he turns out to be, I don't care what he does, I don't care who he is and how he is. Is that if he's a drug dealer, is that you don't disown the child. The child is still yours. And to show some scriptures of that in the book of Psalms 27:10, it says, when my father and my mother forsake me, you know, it's letting you know that God is always there for us as children. And the parents should never forsake their child. And to look at a couple of scriptures, let's first off look at Colossians 3:21, if you don't mind. Okay? Over in the book of Colossians 3:20. Do you hear my pages, Sister Susan?
No, you can go on. It's fine.
You don't hear it, do you?
I switched it, Mike,
so that because there's going to be a lot of page turning.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's
just
go to Colossians 3:21. And it has the same thing in Ephesians chapter 6:2. It says, Father, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Okay? Now, this ain't talking about what size or how old they are. Your children are your children. And as adults, we always have to remember we are the parents, even though they may be in their 20s, their 30s, and their 40s, and they want to talk to us crazy. You have to remember that's your child. And even when they're little children, we have to remember that's our children. And so it's saying, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged, you know. And one thing about it, children mostly get discouraged when you're not laying stuff in their hand. But the one thing about it is that when we are there for them, matters who they are. I heard a man say one time, if his child grow up to be gay, he gonna put his foot up his behind. And I'm like, no, that's your child regardless. But he just didn't see it. But the only thing I could do was say, bless him, just pray for him. You don't understand what I'm saying, Sister Shirley? And mm-hmm. So one thing God wants us to be able to do is to understand is that just as he had not put us away and he still cover us as his children, right?
Okay.
As children of God, as he still keeps us, you and me, as he still keeps all of us who are listening, is that God wants us to always remember the same thing that I do to you, you do with your children. You never put them away because they are not like you want them to be. They have became a lawyer, a police officer, or a nurse. They become a lazy bone. Is that I'm not going to, you don't kick your child to the curb, you know. But now God does let us know that we don't draw them to anger, but still we have to remember that you look at them, you look after them. I don't care if they go to prison. Just because you go to court with them is not that you condone what they did. It's that you are there for their consolement. That's your child.
Okay. So does that mean that there is no that a parent is continuously responsible for their child? Is that what you're saying?
In a way, yeah, you are. And even if it's financially, you are responsible. You know, because sometimes a grown son or daughter may need some financial help. Okay, that doesn't mean you turn your back on them. You know. But you're responsible for your child until the day you pass. Let's look at a couple of scriptures here. Go to Matthew 9:18, chapter 9:18, just to show. And if everybody let me explain it, I will try to show that. No matter what, your child is you are a parent to your child until the day you pass on. Look at here. If you're in chapter 9, verse 18, it says, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiper, and he saying, my daughter is very now dead, but come and lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live. Here a man is looking at, it doesn't matter what that daughter was, so don't nobody go into where this child was sick, right? And so we don't, it's no matter what her age was, the Bible will say what her age was, it doesn't say if she was a little child, it doesn't say if she was a grown child. Only thing it's saying, my daughter, okay, my child is sick, and I need you to come and lay, he's looking for help for his child. And that's what a parent is supposed to do, is look for every avenue of help for their child. Even if their child don't want the help, somewhere to do, I mean, can I ask a question along with a question, Sister Sugar? Do we suppose to stop instructing our children just because they're grown, giving them instructions or giving them some kind of guidance if we see they're going the wrong direction? Are we supposed to stop caring just because they got grown?
Well,
this man is saying, go ahead.
Now, I don't know if we're supposed to stop caring. I do know we're not going to stop caring just because they got grown, but I see it differently because
okay.
you care for your child. It's my belief that your responsibility for your child ends in one manner and begins in another as they get older. I believe that in the flesh, the way that you care for your child, that part ends, the spending the money on them, the taking care of them, the providing for them, that ends at a certain point, and then you begin to guide them spiritually. Well, you should be guiding them spiritually along the way, and the spiritual part of your responsibility doesn't end. But as far as providing financially and, of course, discipline and all of that, you're not going to do that when your child becomes a certain age. So I believe responsibilities shift when the child becomes a certain age.
And I agree with you. You hadn't said nothing wrong. You said everything right. At a point, at a certain age, the financial care does cut. But somewhere, if they in a certain spot, you are going to be there for them. But you're not getting ready to be there. That parent you used to be, where you had to pay for that school, you had to pay for this, you had to pay for that, you had to do this and do that. And the thing is, as I said, the Bible does say a man that does not work. You know, if you have a child that just want to sit home and just looking for the parent to take care of, it says a man that don't work don't eat. You know, and that man don't mean just a man. It means woman too. You know, and so the thing is, I agree with you in that. There's a certain point that it does come, it does get cut off, you know. But still, that love for your child, this is what the scripture's trying to get us to understand. And this one with the man with his daughter, and the one where it says, cause not your child to anger, because children get angry if you don't do what they like. That's not what that's saying. You know, it's saying a whole lot of things up in there. You know, it's like even parents with your children, you have to remember your child is your child. And I hate hearing parents who cuss out their children and call them names. That ain't that child name that you call them. And I hear some parents say that's all they can understand. Well, that's called sorry, because that ain't all they can understand. They just don't want to understand what you want them to. But if you tell them, you know, and you direct them and you correct them, if they older, the same thing. You can't make an older child do anything. But I'm going to tell you, Sister Susan, you ain't got to beat them like you did when they were little, but you sure can beat them. You know, you understand what I'm saying? And I explain that's when just like God does with us, the rod he puts on It's when he lets us go through the trials and tribulations that we go to until we have to look up at him and say, Lord, I'm sorry, you know. But now with a child, a young child, we are there for that child until he gets of age, period. You know, I heard that song that they used to sing. You remember that song they used to sing, No Charge?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that song meant, is that we don't owe our children anything. And the thing is that owe means that I pay you back for all you do. No, God does not even say we pay him back. Only
okay,
thing
so,
he wants us
to. So when they tell us to relinquish our children to the Lord, what is that about?
That's a spiritual concept.
That's what we're talking about as far as spiritual. We're talking about, you know, the Bible. So that's what I'm asking. What is that?
It was like with Samuel, his mother physically relinquished him over to the Lord by letting him and placing him under the prophets. And he grew to be a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's saying I'm returning him back to the Lord. I guess that's what
mm-hmm.
you're saying, something like that. So that's only saying is that, God, you gave it to me. But I'm going to turn him back to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's by teaching that child godly ways. That's by also showing that, teaching and showing that child godly ways and being an example unto him, taking him to church, showing him the respect for God. And then when they get older, you relinquish them to God. And that is when you let them out, when they get out from under your wings, they done left the coop, the chicken coop.
Okay, so
now
then that would be when our responsibility would end then, because if we've turned them over to God and we still have our hands on it, then it's like we're in God's way if we're trying to handle it and we've turned it over to God. I would think it would be the same as with anything. If we turn it over to God, then we're supposed to step back and let God handle it. But if we turn it over to God and then we're still dealing with it, we haven't really turned it over to God.
You sound like you want to preach today.
No, I'm just,
amen.
I mean, it just.
No, I'm serious. I mean, amen. I'm amen. And I'm just saying, you talking some true words. That's what it is. And that's what we do sometimes when we think every time our children get into something, we have to be that constantly. No, you don't. It's not a constant thing. You have to be there, keep going and spending and spending. You know, I don't too much like to talk, but me and my brother had a discussion on that, and he was saying, my dad is this, my dad is that, and I just had to let him know that, hold on, if daddy kept coming, getting you out of jail, where would God be able to do what he need to do? Because God was steady whooping daddy. Because he's coming out of his pocket instead of him. Get out and stay away from your pocket and let God handle the business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're saying is true. When we can't defeat God. God is trying to work on some grown folk.
Right.
Know,
so that's what I'm. That was the question. When do our responsibilities end? So actually, our responsibilities do end.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying in that sense, yeah, in the financial part, yeah, it comes to an end. But, you know, it's to each his own, you know, because I got children that sometimes still come to me, and I said, Lord, you think you done got them out your house, and here they come back again. You know, some children do have to come back home until they can get themselves financially stable. I don't call it sorry, but if they just sitting there, yeah. But sometimes they do have to come back home to roost, you know. But I would say I agree with you in one part of that, in that part of that aspect, that your financial, caretaking does come to an end, you know. But our love for our children never comes to an end, you know. And sometimes that love does come to a financial, well, let me do for my child so that they can get back on their feet. But then we have to stop and think about how far do you take that, you know, because you can only hinder or cripple the child. And it really boils down to finances, Sister Shirley, because most children think that to love them and to take care of them, grown or young, they feel that if you ain't coming out the pocket, you don't love them, you don't care, you know. And I had to learn it myself the hard way. Mm-hmm. That is, if it wasn't for me getting married and getting with my wife, I probably never became a man, you know. And so, but the parents' love for a child never ends. But the how do you put it, the caretaking, it in a way it does come to an end. Somewhere something has to stop, you know, because they'll never grow. You know, that's why they go to school. And like I say, even as I said in Matthew, you know, the man, he was just having the love for his child. And if he had to take care of financially until he got back on the feet, got out of his house or whatever, but he was there for Jesus to, first off, heal his child. And I agree with you. Like I say, I don't disagree. I agree with you because in that same text, you know, he was looking at that child spiritually, taking care of her health, okay, healing her physically. And he probably would have stood there and could take care of her until she could get back on her feet. And he probably would have said, now it's time for you to get out of here and go on back home, go with you, take care of yourself, you know. And so there comes a time when the parents, I would agree with you that there does come a time when we have to relinquish our financial duty, you know. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Then the next one, we'll move on to that, which is, should we raise our children according to the legal system or to the Bible?
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to say
Everything, discipline, the relinquishing, all of it. Should it be according to what the legal system says or according to the Bible? And we're going to cover the same thing, just this last one together, which also asks us, if we should do it according to the law, if we should do it according to the Bible, how do we get around what the law says we should or should not do?
Yeah, law messes up a lot of things, but I thought you were going to get into the part. I was getting into the parents taking. I thought you were going to get into the part of where the children's turn now. But I can come back to that. But in the government side of it, mostly government steps in when it comes to mostly really chastisement of our children. That's when all the laws then come and you have child protective services, and all those things have really took everything out of context, you know. And even some of the parents, you know, most of the parents I get in up there, they go, you going in the timeout. I don't believe in timeout. I do. Yeah, I tell you, I do believe in timeout. I believe in timeout. I'm going to get into your behind when it's necessary. And so the thing is that they say corporate punishment, and they try to treat it as if it's so bad and it's so rough. But now I do understand, because there are some parents who don't try to really be parents. They try to hurt the child, to put conflict on the child. They try to do everything to take in their anger and frustration out on the child. And they think that all that they're doing is so right. And I can understand why government went there.
Okay, so should we raise our children according to the legal system or according to the Bible?
I would say according to God's word, to the Bible.
Okay.
You know, because God said in the Old Testament, and it meant to go all the way through the New, and that is, teach them my way. And what is God's way? The Ten Commandments and the ordinance of God. That is, love God and love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not steal. If you teach them those first two and put it into their heart and their mind, and you, one thing that it doesn't, reason why it doesn't work, God's way, is because the parents not doing God's way. And if the parents do it God's way, then everything else will follow.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we allow our children to get out of hand because we get scared of the government, things that they say and do. And then these children, there are a lot of things that we say in front of children that they pick it up. These children are smart now. They pick it up. I never try to get into an argument with my wife in front of children because the children, as young as they are, when they hear about child protective services, what they do the first time they get you lay your hands on social children, they're going to go back to school and tell the teacher, talking about my mom abusing me or my dad.
Okay.
Because
are we getting the answer, though? So you saying you raise a child according to the Bible?
Right. In other words, the Bible,
okay,
first off, God said, okay, God said, teach them my way.
Okay,
but now
so that's
also,
yeah, okay.
Okay, so when it comes to chastising, one scripture that tells us straight out is that when it comes to chastisement, over in the book of Hebrews, okay, well, let's go to the Old Testament first, and then we're going to go to the next, the new one. Let's just go to Proverbs 22 and 15. And if you have Proverbs 13 and 24, you can read it in your own spare time. But let's just go to Proverbs 22 and 15, and let's see what the Word of God tells over there. You have it, Sister Sugar?
No, you can go ahead and read it.
Okay. I'm reading from the King James now. If you have the NIV.
That's fine. Just...
It says, the foolish is bound in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. And then if you look at Proverbs 23, okay, and go down to 13 and 14, it says, withhold not the correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. And that means that the reason why the hell is talking about not hell, condemn to hell, but probably also that. But mostly it's talking about your child won't be in prison. Your child will not be in the legal system. And the thing is that we try to let the, we get so scared of the legal system of talking about child abuse when you come out and whoop them with a belt, you know. And then as soon as they find a whip on them, they want to say you did some child abuse, okay? And sometimes if you know that you straighten out your child because you love him, then that's not child abuse. Let's just go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 23, in the book of Hebrews. I gave you the Old Testament. Let me give you the New Testament. And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 23, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, that's where it is, chapter 12, in the book of Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to verses 5, okay, and we're gonna go all the way through 8.
Okay. Now I want you also to know we are doing a shorter broadcast today, so
okay.
Yeah, we're not gonna have a lot of time.
Okay. I'll talk as fast as I can, teach it as fast as I can. And so if everybody look at the Word of God, if you're looking at your NIV or how you...
Okay, just go ahead and read it to them. That'll be okay. They'll catch up.
Okay. In the verses, it says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourge every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as one as with sons, for what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons." And so God is trying to let you know, all in all, if he didn't chastise us, who are his children, that means he don't love you. And the one who chastises their child is because they love them. And if you think time out, putting a hat on their head, set them in the corner is going to help, hey. If you think taking their PlayStation and all that there going to help, hey. Even with a grown person, when a grown person get out of hand, you can still chastise them. Cut him off and see what happens. Put him out that door and let him see what happens. Because God chastises us when we go through the trials and tribulations that we go through. When we have to deal with when you don't have no money. When bills hitting you high. When you struggling in sicknesses. When he allowed the things that is of life to come upon you. It ain't he made it. You caused it. But he's just going to allow it to take control over us because that's his chastisement or rod. But with us, he wants us to physically to chastise our children in any way means as possible to get their attention, to let them know you are here, you are the parent. As we say, it is God who made us. And you have to let them know it is you who I gave birth to. I am the one who's taking care of you. And so God wants us to be able to just follow examples of him. And don't worry. One thing you have to do, if we say walk by faith, not by sight, ain't get ready to worry about no law and what government say. I'd rather for the government to be sitting there trying to be judged by some folks about if I'm a good parent than them to sit there and my child sitting in front of them in a courtroom and then degrading you, talking about you can't control your child. Because the government does a hypocritical movement, you know. And then, and you know, go ahead.
Okay. like I say, we're doing a shorter show today.
Okay.
Excuse me. So we're saying that you are supposed to discipline your child. According to the Bible, and not worry about the law. Basically, to sum that up. Okay. I don't have a lot to say about that. Because I know that there are circumstances involving that, and I was kind of looking for scriptures. I know that there are laws that are a little bit different, and people kind of misunderstand what the law says as far as discipline your children. So I know a lot of people get that a little bit confused. It doesn't say that you cannot strike your child. I was just speaking in according to the law, what the way the law has it set up. But so I think I'm going to pass on the comment about that. Do I believe in disciplining a child? Yes, I do. And I think in some cases the law should step in more so outside of the home than inside the home. And I guess I'll leave it at that. And we have, let's see how many minutes we have left before we move on. We have about 10 minutes left, and we are moving along kind of fast. What do you want to share with us on healing based on faith?
Healing on based
well,
on
no,
faith.
Well, no, no, we did skip over one. We skipped over if the child has the responsibility to the parent. Yes.
Well, that's one I was trying to get to. In the short term, no one, not even, as I said, the parent don't owe the child, and the child don't owe the parent. It's that the child is supposed to be there for their parents, okay? As little children, to be there for their parents, and when their parents ask them to do something, do what they ask you to do, not questioning it, not no reason why, how come. But as adults, yes, you're supposed to look after your parents. As a married person, now the Bible says that a man leave his wife and leave his family, his father, and cleave to his wife. But Jesus began to talk to the people about how they were hypocrites because they were using all other things to get out of honoring, because it says honor you honoring your parents. And the verses I have, I share with you. I'm gonna share you one verse, and verses I have is over in the book of Matthew 9 and 18. Then when you get to 6 and 1, when it says, children, honor thou parent, you know, and then when you get to, as I said, to Colossians 3 and 21. But I want to show that the child that over in one of the scriptures I was looking at is over. No, I take that back. It's in the book of
Are you looking for Ephesians?
No, I'm looking at where children are supposed to be with their parents.
Are supposed to be with their parents?
Yeah, you got in the Bible, you have verses 15, 4, and 5. That's Matthew. Then you have 2 Corinthians 12 and 14. Then you have 1 Timothy 5 and 4. And 8,
mm-hmm.
after 5, 4, 8. Then you have John 19, 26 through 27. And over in the book of Corinthians, I think that's what it is. No, 1 Timothy. Let's just go to 1 Timothy. Let's read that real quickly with you all. Over in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5. Okay, let me get it. Over in 1 Timothy chapter 5, and let's start at verse 4, okay? And this is, it talks about the widow. Don't have no husband or nobody. And it says, but if any widow have children or nephew, let them learn first to show pity at home and to requite their parents, okay? That word means, when I look at 5 and 4, that word means left alone. If they are left alone, their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusted in God and continueth in supplication and prayers night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. But then when it gets down to verse 8, it says, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Okay? And the reason being is that how that mother has shown herself to God and being faithful, not just in the church, but to her family. She has been faithful to her children. She has been faithful. But it's still letting you know you honor your parents regardless. Mm-hmm. And the only thing you're saying, go ahead.
Now, I was going to tell you we have about 5 minutes left in the show.
Okay. Okay, you had something you wanted.
No.
But all in all, just as Jesus is on the cross, and if anybody know and remember, it is over in John 19:26-27, that Jesus looked down at his friend, and Jesus was still caring for his mother, because during those days they had no way to make finance. They had to be taken care of because it was always dependent on the man. And Jesus says, behold thy mother, woman, behold thy son. And it says after that day, that son took Jesus' mother home with him and took care of her. And so God wants us to understand that we should always love and honor our mothers, our fathers, our parents, period. For when they get old, who's going to take care of them? We want to throw them in the old folks' home as soon as it's time. They didn't got old, we don't want to be bothered with them, but they will bother with you. And then there's some parents that have been not so caring to us. But God is trying to get you to understand you love them even in spite of and in light of. You still show them some love, you know. And so that's my take on that, is that I've learned in my life is that there's some things I regret, but God gave me another chance to do it toward my father, and that is I try to do all that I can and the best I can with my father. And my father don't owe me anything. It is I who look at whatever I can do for my dad. Because you can't, just like it said, you can't beat God's giving. You can't beat your parents' giving. You know, because if they took care of you, looked after you, they done a good job. And whatever you turn out to be was on your own. But then there's some parents that haven't been parents, you know, but pray for them and just move on with life, okay?
All right.
So, amen.
All right, well, I know we're going to have to cut it short.
Okay.
Well, we did get that covered.
Amen. Thank God. It was hard. I thought I was looking hard for some scriptures, but yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, I hope I helped somebody in this subject and this topic.
All right. I don't guess there's anything else to say. You were looking at Proverbs, but like I said, we only have a couple more. I don't know if we even have 5 more minutes left, according to the time.
Okay. All right.
All right.
You want to pick them? You want to try to pick them up Thursday?
The only thing that we did not get to today was the healing by faith.
Okay.
That's the only thing that we didn't get to, and that'll be fine.
Well, I can give you something about that real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Now, it may cut us off, but go ahead.
Well, healing by faith is nothing but Jesus just say pray and ask in his name. And he says not just asking, but pray, have faith about it, believe in what you're asking. But also there are things that doesn't just come by prayer, but it comes by fasting also. So if we fast and we pray and we believe, you shall and you can be healed. Not in the time you want to, but in due time you shall be healed of whatever it is. That's it. Okay.
Okay. And did you have any scripture at all to go on according to that?
I would have to search for it, and we don't have a short,
okay.
We don't have a long time, but Jesus, if they look in the Word of God, mostly in Matthew, Jesus was, you would find what Jesus said, ask in faith, and it shall be done, whatever ye ask in faith. Okay.
All right. I didn't want to get into that because I think that there's a lot, going to be a lot more to that as far as faith-based healing, because that goes into the laying on of hands anointing and anointment and all that. So I think there's a lot more than just saying, just ask. Because, I would ask the question, if that's all it is to it, then everybody can be healed just by asking, is that true or false? So it would cover a lot more than that. So, but
yes, well, you're right.
I'm just gonna just leave it at leave it at that. But anyway, we're going to end the show here. We've covered what we needed to cover concerning child and parent relationship.
All right.
And I think that's pretty important. And I want to thank you for joining us this evening. And our format,
right.
Should we continue
right.
with faith-based purpose program, which I hate to share that with the listeners right now, but it is kind of up in the air whether or not we're going to continue. If we do continue, the format will be changing, so just check back as a listener to see whether or not the format changes. If we direct you to another host who has a Bible-based show for you to continue receiving the word. And, again, thank everyone for listening, and thanks for the support up until this point. And,
right.
Reverend Roosevelt, I do want to thank you again for being with us this evening.
All righty. Y'all have a good evening and be blessed. All righty.
All right. Okay. And we'll leave you with this.
Okay. Have a good evening.
Had enough heartache and enough headache. I've had so many ups and downs. Don't know how much more I can take. See, I decided. Don't make it better, no way. decided.